Okay, so lastly, I'm going to look at wave energy, or marine energy, as it's sometimes called. The main concern about wave energy, as with any new technology, is cost. The initial costs are very high. This means that the running costs, the costs of actually producing electricity, need to be low in order for wave energy to be competitive. Another concern is that the equipment has to be tough enough to stand up to conditions at sea in all weathers. As with solar and wind power, the more investment a sector receives, the more quickly the costs come down. It's likely to take 10 to 20 years to develop the technology enough for it to be competitive. However, the Sustainable Energy Research Group from Southampton University in the UK have predicted that there is likely to be a reduction in costs over the next 20 years of up to 60%. They also say that the potential market for wave power is larger than the market for wind and solar power combined. So while the costs may be high at the moment, they'll eventually come down. This could make wave energy much more competitive in the longer term. So, to sum up, all three of the solutions we've looked at, solar, wind, and wave power, all of these solutions may have been thought of as inefficient and or expensive in the past. But over the last 10 to 15 years, environmental needs and political support have created a growing market. Now, there's an increasing amount of evidence to suggest that they will all become increasingly important sources of energy production over the next 10 to 20 years.